We are learning Maseches Erevim Daf Lamed Tesa and Beis, and we are beginning from the top of the Amid, Lamed Tesa and Beis. In the Mishnah, it said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rosh Hashanah is two Kedushas. And the Gemara gave three examples, three Nafkaminas, that's two Kedushas. One was Legabe making Erev, two different Erevin on each day, different directions. Number two was making a Tanai when it comes to taking off Chuma. You now take off Chuma on Yontif. So you say, if today is Chayel, Chuma is today. If tomorrow is Chayel, Chuma is tomorrow. And the third thing was a bayish and an egg that's born, we know is aser, on Yom Tiv, it's mutter the next day. So Zokhti Gemara, why need three cases to say the same idea, two kedushos, a tzricha? Via Shmina and Rosh Hashanah, which means really to say that the case of Erev, to take out the word Rosh Hashanah, via Shmina by Erev, but how come Rabbi Yehuda, Mishaloika Ovid Midi? Because he's not doing anything. He's not doing anything on Yom Tiv that makes like a zilzal Yom Tiv. He's not doing anything. He's setting it up before Yom Tiv that I have an Erev for one side this side, one side that way. Avakal Kala, he's doing a Maisa of taking off Truma. He's doing going through emotions of taking off Truma on Rosh Hashanah L'maisa. So even if you make it a Tanai, maybe you'd say that's also the Mechzikim Asakin, Tivla, maybe you'd say it's also Emoid L'Rabbana, maybe Emoid L'Rabbana, that's also Yesh Min HaNetarati. If you said these two, Mishalek L'Migza Alayah, there's no Gzera. Ava Beitza Adik L'Migza Bey, Misham Peris HaNoishri, Misham Nashash HaZavu. The reason why a Bey is also on Yontif, according to one man, the Yom, is Gzera Otu, a Peri that falls off on Yontif from the tree, which itself is also Hatzakzeri, it might take off more peris. And saying Mashkin Shazavu, if drink drips out of a fruit on Yontif or Shabbos, it's Osir. And the reason is because he might come to be Soichetit on Shabbos or Yontif. And they made Xeri on a Beya also for that same reason. So maybe you would think that they make Xeri even by 2 days Yontif on Rosh Hashanah, make the Xeri Paris and Oishrim. And you'll make Xeri Beya onto this. Even Moidler Rabbanon, Tzricha, in all three cases, that's those two Kedushas, and there's no problem, a Be'ez and Oldon, an egg that's born today, is Muta tomorrow. So tomorrow, Vaita, Tanya. Now I want to say how you make this Tanai. How do you make this Tanai of the Chuma? Tanya, Ketzam Rav Yehuda, Master Adam Alakakal of Yom Tov Rishon, Va'ich Lavashani. A person makes a Tanai Alakakal of Yom Tov Rishon, Va'ich Lavashani. Eat it the next day. The man of Shalchik eat it the next day. And the Gemara explains how you do it. You have two baskets of tevel. So, if today was chol amachal kodesh, tezu chumazu, let the chum be chal today. And the halacha is la tek chuma on the chol. Tezu chumazu, vimhoya kodesh. But and if today is kodesh, lo machal, ein bedvare klum. I'm not saying anything. I don't want to be oivin yisim. Vikar lo shem. And you make this tonight. Umenicha, and you leave it. L'machal the next day. If today is weekday, tezu chumazu, let it be chuma now. Vimhoya kodesh. Because yesterday already was Truma. The Karla, shame, you say this tonight, but you can eat it. You can eat it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Because the Man of Shach, you took off Truma. If yesterday was Chol, you took off Truma yesterday. If today is Chol, you took off Truma today. And Rav Yossi Oyser. Rav Yossi holds it's Oser. And now it says a few more words. Rav Yossi Oyser, v'shay yomim tovim shagarlius. Which the Gemara assumes to me now that Rav Yossi not only asks by Rosh Hashanah and it says that it's one Kedusha, even Yom Tiv Shel Galios, which means our Pesach and Chutzlaretz, or Sukkot and Chutzlaretz, that we have 2 days Yom Tiv, which is Dafka exclusive to Chutzlaretz, in Rosh Hashanah something's happening right to Shul. But Yom Tiv Shel Galios means the 2 days Yom Tiv they have Dafka and Chutzlaretz, which means Sukkot and Pesach. So even those days of Yaisi's Aser, because it's one Kedusha. That's what it sounds like from this price. So I'm going to present a story. Ahu Bar Tavia, there was this deer, the also Bei Reish Galusa, that was in the Reish Galusa. The Itzid B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Galios. It was trapped by their goy on the first day of Yom Tov. It was Yom Tov Shel Galios. It was a Sukkot or a Pesach. V'shtachet eshechter B'Yom Tov Sheni. Now the halacha is, if a goy does something for you, even if you didn't ask him to do it, if he does something for you, the halacha is, it's asur until after Yom Tov, Kadesh Yasin. Enough time it takes to do it. So if a goy traps an animal for you, you're not using it on Yom Tov. You have to wait till after Yom Tov, Kadesh Yasin. The same thing is a lot of different things. Anything he does for you, you have to wait till after Yontif or after Shabbat gets Yasa. So here the goy trapped on the first day, and now they shecht on the second day. Now, the second day, maybe it's better because you already finished the first day. So Chor is totally if two Kedushas or one Kedusha. So Rav Nachman Rav Chistoch, Rav Nachman Chistoch ate by the Reish Galusa, they ate this meal, they ate the deer. Rav Shesh Shloachal did not eat it. Omer Rav Nachman, Ma Evid Leila Rav Shesh Shloachal Bisra de Tavia. What should we do to Rav Shesh? What's besides not eating this? I understand him. Why not eating it? Omer Rav Shesh. How should I be able to eat it? The Tani Isi says that V'chein Hama Hoya Rabbi Yosi also B'shtei Yom Shal Toim Shal Galias. So I'm Machmir for Rabbi Yosi. a different version. Varmila isi tani isi is tani, and I'm going to eat it. What were they tani? V'chein arav yosi oisiv shnei yom tov shel galuyos. They have a brisa. The Rav Yosi says even to yom tov shel galuyos is one kedusha. So Rav Yosi says, you know, I can't eat it because I have to wait till the second day yom tov kedusha yasa, because it's one kedusha. It is one kedusha. That's what Rav Yosi said. I have a Rav Yosi. Amar Rava. So Rashi explained that we don't want Rav Yosi to hold shnei yom tov galuyos to be one kedusha, because it's mamish a milsa b'lei taima. Yom tov shel galuyos is for sure at suffik. So Amar Rava, we could teach those words different to Rav Yosi. My kosher, dum hakama, v'cheno Rav Yosi oiser v'shtei yom tov shel rosh shana v'goyla. He asered v'shtei yom tov shel rosh shana v'goyla. He means to say that he asered on yom tov of Rosh Hashanah, not of yom tov shel galuyos. He means Rosh Hashanah in goyla. Right, the Gemara, he hachi shel galuyos v'goyla v'bailei. Shel galuyos mashma, it's exclusive for chutz la'aretz. But if just saying that Rosh Hashanah in Goyla is one Kedusha, and Eretz Yisrael is also like that, so then it shouldn't say Shel Goliath. Shel Goliath is Mashma, that's exclusive for Goliath. It should have said Goyla Boyle. So it's still Shver. Amar Rav Ashi, Umay Kosha, Dim Hachkama. This is how he ties Rav Yosi. B'chein Rav Yosi Oysa, Isra Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Goliath, Ki Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah L'Rabbana L'Sharu. What it means, v'chein hoyar beis oisiv shayom, doesn't mean he asked it. He made it the same level as Rosh Hashanah according to the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yosi held shnei yom tovim shel galuyos, Pesach or Sukkot, that 2 days is like the Rabbanon's Rosh Hashanah, which means it has two kedushas, and therefore it comes out that this brisa is not a riot to Rav Sheshes at all. You can fataych it a different way. You can explain it a different way. And therefore, really, you could eat it, because the second day Yom Tov in Galuyos is a different Kedusha, and you could eat it. A little later on, Asker Rav Sheshes, a rabbi, Shmuel, Amalei Tani Mar Midi B'Kedushos, do you have anything to say in the sugya of Kedushos? Amalei Tanina, Moidir Rav Yosi, B'Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galuyos. Moidir Rav Yosi, by two Yom Tovim Shel Galuyos, that's two Kedushos, he's Moidir. So you see, Mefurish, not like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, "Veshkachas lulu teimalu." If you find the Reish Glusa, don't tell, or you find other Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, don't tell me anything because I'm embarrassed. I didn't eat, and this is we had already this idea already earlier on in the Masechta where he knocked down the Eiruv. Also, it was just a story like that. He told me, "Don't tell anyone." But he said, here he's proving Lamaisa that Yom Tov Shel Galuyos is Taka two Kedushas, Taka two Kedushas. And Alokha Lamaisa Rashi Taka holds, but if a Malacha is done on the first day Yom Tov, so the second day Yom Tov is Mutter already. After Kadesh Yasa, second day on this. Toisvis argues with that, and Toisvis holds that it could be it is also I am Toisvis. But the Gemara is not finished. The Gemara says, really, we got the story wrong. I'm going to ask you, Ledi Omali Ameimar, that the whole story by the Reish Glusa was a different story. Ahu Bar Tavia, Lav Itzude Itzted. This deer was not trapped on Yom Tov, it was not the case. Ela Machutz L'Tchum Asa. It was something that came out Machutz L'Tchum. The halacha is that if a guy brings you something mechutz l'tchum, brings it for you, you're not allowed to use it. So here, it came today, and he brought it from mechutz l'tchum. He didn't trap it today, he just brought it from mechutz l'tchum today. Man da'achol, one who ate it, so ha'baba shlo Yisrael zeh, mutl Yisrael achay. He always said, if a guy brings something mechutz l'tchum for this Yisrael, the other Yisrael is allowed to eat it. Why? The only reason you're not allowed to eat it is because you might tell him to do it again. If he doesn't bring it for you, there's no chash, you're going to tell him to do it again. Anything that comes to Reis Gelusa, his das is for everyone in the area, everyone in the house. So therefore, he brought it for you, and therefore Rav Sheshes held it was also. And Grav Tosfos speaks out, and this Rav Sheshes we pass in line, because anything that comes to Reis Gelusa, we assume that it came for all the Rabbanon, and therefore it's also. Great the Marakasha, but Asher Rav Sheshes Rabbi Shmuel. We had a story that Rav Sheshes found Shmuel, and he said that two Yom Shel Galuyos is really two Kedusha. He said, don't tell anyone. We're talking about holding the case. So he says that never happened. That story never happened. Taka, that story never happened. And really, the story is that Bal Mechutz L'Tchum, it came for this Yisrael, it's Aser. Comes for a different Yisrael, it's Mutter. And the Shaila is if Reish Glusa is called coming for him or not coming for him.